This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Celeste Headlee is away. And the holiday of Thanksgiving comes with some complicated cultural baggage for many members of American society. Joining us now is Andrea Carman, Executive Director of the International Indian Treaty Council. And 40 years ago this month, a group of American Indians occupied the island of Alcatraz off of San Francisco. The occupation lasted 19 months, and it was part of a protest movement that was intended to bring the rights of Native peoples into the U.S. public consciousness, to bring voices like these to broader Americans.
I think it is something very good that our young people have taken over, even if it's only this little place. Something that we're trying to do, we're trying to hang on to our culture, to our religion, to be Indians.
Andrea Carman, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Where does this 19-month occupation of Alcatraz stand today, 40 years really after this event transpired in American history?
Well, we're going out to Alcatraz Island this morning. This is 30 years since the International Indian Treaty Council has been coordinating a sunrise gathering, not only to commemorate the takeover of Alcatraz, the occupation, which is 40 years this year, but also to bring about a recognition of truth in history. The first Thanksgiving was actually legally declared by the governor of Massachusetts Bay Colony in 1637 to celebrate a massacre of 700 Pequot men, women, and children on the East Coast. And there's also events going on out there at Plymouth Rock, a day of mourning by the Indian people out there. But we also are celebrating that our cultures and our lands and our peoples continue to exist, and that the resistance has continued. We do work at the international level, at the United Nations, and we got the Declaration on Rights of Indigenous Peoples adopted by the General Assembly in 2007. Unfortunately, the U.S. was one of four countries only that voted against it. But we're marking the 40th anniversary of the occupation by mainly Indian young people and students, San Francisco State. We're having the family of Richard Oakes, who's recognized as one of the main leaders out there today on the island. But we're also giving thanks for our survival. We're inviting everybody who wants to participate. We'll be having Indian dance and drum and honoring the veterans in particular. I think it's important to recognize that the occupation of Alcatraz began a period of activism and not only local but national and international attention on the struggles and the real history of American Indians in the United States.
Andrea, in the last 40 years, it is fair to say that whatever the minuscule specific political gains of Native peoples, that the idea that there is an alternative view of history, that there, you know, that there is this un-Thanksgiving idea lurking about behind all the turkey and festivities, is a mainstream view, don't you think?
And I think it's important not just that we teach American Indian children the truth in history, but I think the entire American population needs to recognize the real history and also, most important, what they can do now to support American Indian struggles. So we'll be giving thanks for our survival and keeping everyone in our prayers this morning.
Andrea Carman, Executive Director of the International Indian Treaty Council, on her way to Alcatraz to remember 40 years ago this month, the occupation of Alcatraz off of San Francisco. Andrea, thank you so much.
Thank you.